Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:16 Wednesday. I got up this morning and I thought, maybe things will be normal today. And then I thought, what is normal? I mean, what is normal? I hate that expression going around, the new normal, which I understand the phrase, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be part of a new normal, especially if that new normal is weird. Why don't we call it the weird normal? That would be okay. But there's so many things going wrong. And here's what I think about primary election day. Yesterday meant nothing to me. I mean, it was all right, but what's going to change? What's going to be better? Can anybody give me that guarantee? What is campaigning like nowadays? What is it going to be like? If I'm elected, things will be normal again. Everybody will be like, yay. But most people will be like, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. When this pandemic is finally over, what is normal going to be? When we finally calm down as far as protesting, rioting, and looting, maybe we could just have a protest to voice our opinion in mass without brutality, without gunfire, without looting. Maybe when we start doing that, we'll be normal again. And maybe our overall image is something that we have to work on. Maybe we need to be normal again. We could all salute the flag and say we're proud to be Americans, but the truth is the rest of the world is starting to look at us and go, what is going on over there? What is wrong with the United States of America? And it's kind of embarrassing, the whole thing is. I mean, there's a video going around now, I don't know if you've seen it, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is asked a question about what's going on in the United States. And he actually took a 20, go ahead and Google it. He takes a 20-second pause. That's like forever. If I were to take a 20-second pause right now, it would set off all these alarms in the radio station that something is drastically wrong with 94KX. Because it's what they call in radio dead air. That means there's nothing going on. So the prime minister is asked about the United States, and he took a 20-second pause. You know what? I'm going to air the audio right now, but we're not going to air the 20-second pause, all right?
You've been reluctant to comment on the words and actions of the U.S. president, but we do have Donald Trump now calling for military action against protesters. We saw protesters tear gas yesterday to make way for a presidential photo op. I'd like to ask you what you think about that. And if you don't want to comment, what message do you think you're sending?
There was a 20-second pause here before the prime minister said anything.
We all watch in horror and consternation what's going on in the United States. It is a time to pull people together, but it is a time to listen.
Yeah, it is a time to listen. Maybe we all should start listening from the top down, okay? From the big white building all the way down to the streets. Start listening. And then maybe we could return to normal or the new normal, whatever that is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV and Jimmy Kimmel finally speaking up.
People who are white, we don't have to deal with negative assumptions being made about us based on the color of our skin. It rarely happens, if ever. Whereas black people experience that every day, like every day. And please don't tell me you don't ever make assumptions about people based on the color of their skin, because I don't believe it. We all do. I know I have. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I have. And so imagine, if you can, how frustrating it must be to have to prove yourself to be something other than what people assume you probably are every day, sometimes multiple times every day. White privilege doesn't mean your life hasn't been hard. It just means the color of your skin isn't one of the things that makes it harder.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, again from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in a dimly lit studio with a skeleton crew. as we have been for 10 weeks. Laura's at home in her makeshift studio. We'll check with her in just a bit. Did you watch TV last night? A big moment in America's Got Talent. I don't really enjoy these kind of shows, but this moment made me stop in my tracks. 10-year-old Sofia Vergara sang Shallow from A Star Is Born. Not only did she nail it, but she admitted on national TV that she is bullied. This is a 10-year-old little girl. Amazing.
Moment is unbelievable.
You are so likable, so humble, bearing in mind you've got this, you must have great friends.
Yeah. And great parents.
But yeah. Sometimes I do get bullied, so.
Do you?
You're 10 what? Years old. That's impossible to sing like that at 10 years old. And you know what? Let's see who is going to bully you after this.
Yeah, she got that golden buzzer thing on America's Got Talent. 94KX coming off primary day yesterday. You can't break even. What did my grandmother used to always say? Thank goodness only one could win. There you have it. And yeah, congratulations to the expected Biden versus Trump, Yaw versus Gordner, Baker versus Siegel, and EIEIO. It's Tom versus Laura. No, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio in Sunbury, Laura there in the studio in Elysburg. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Today is National Running Day. Does that mean people running for office, or does that mean we have to go for a jog later?
I think we go for a jog.
It's Global Running Day. I said National Running Day. Sorry. Global Running Day. So the whole world should be running from something, maybe a pandemic. I don't know.
I say let's just do a 5K. Let's keep it positive.
Girl.
We're not running away from anything.
Girl.
We're improving our fitness.
Girl, a 5K is not positive for this guy. It's going to be the death.
The hip, the knee. Oh, no.
The ankles, the elbow. It's all not working. However, you being the fitness person, I think you should wear a Tom and Laura shirt. And you can run for the both of us, and I'll just be standing at the finish line.
Oh, I can take a jog in between severe thunderstorms today.
There you go.
On your mark, get set. National Running Day.
And we're off and running.
Finish up a little Van Halen there, Running with the Devil. I just put that little running thing together.
Where though, in there,
yeah?
Was the...
Are you doing...
You know what that's from?
Are you doing Chariots of Fire with your mouth?
Yes.
Wow, the entertainment on this show just never stops.
Doesn't it, though?
News is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, week 10 of our quarantine, but the show goes on. We got so much going on today. I don't even know if we're going to be able to squeeze it all in from two zip codes, but we'll try. We'll try our very best.
We got this. We got this.
We got this. So much going on in some places, and then other places, not so much. So many concerts have been canceled. We're keeping our fingers crossed for our friends at Spyglass, but that how do you say it? Coachella has been postponed.
Coachella.
Yeah, that concert where the tickets were so much money, nobody even can buy them anyway, so who really cares? But I guess some people went. I don't know how they did it.
Lots and lots and lots and lots of people go to Coachella.
Not really. I mean, just millions of people.
Yeah.
In other walks of life. No, I'm watching actually video here from, you know, the last one, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a big deal. You know, it's no Woodstock or anything, but it's pretty cool. And now, you know, because they're showing highlights of last year, saying that it's postponed this year. So who knows? Who knows?
Well, that's normally not until September or October, so I'm surprised that they've postponed it already. But it makes sense because it's so many people from coming from so many different places that it probably is better safe than sorry.
I guess. I don't know. I don't have any clue about it. But I couldn't even pronounce it, like I said to you. I'm like, how the hell do you say this? And then I got thinking, wait a minute. Is it Coachella? Is it Couchcella? There you go. That's what we need. We need a different kind of concert.
There may not be any Coachella this year.
But there is Couchcella.
Couchcella
is just like Coachella, but even better.
Yeah, because you don't have to travel there.
You can experience it all from your home, on your couch.
Oh. Last year, Coachella VIP passes were $999.
What?
Plus $150 parking fee.
Oh.
This year, you can see all the bands for only $999. No parking fee.
Yeah, and you don't even have to walk around later saying, where did we park the car?
Yeah, exactly.
And there are other advantages, too.
Like not having to watch Hollywood C-listers show up just in time for the headline act.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You can be seen.
Yeah, just take a picture of yourself in a ridiculous outfit and post it on Instagram.
Oh.
Don't forget your stupid-looking hat.
Yeah, well, you
Coachella, it's just like being there, except you're not there at all.
Get your tickets now, or you'll just be home alone.
$999 ticket does not include $100 service charge or event password fee. All scheduled acts may cancel. No refunds.
Yeah, it'll get canceled anyway. What do you think of my idea, Laura?
I mean, I like it. I think it could work, especially the whole, like, crazy outfit hat thing from your couch.
I think it's a great idea. I think I need
it's a good one.
I think I need to send a memo to upper management.
You should. Make sure that you send it. Copy me.
Okay.
And then we'll reply all.
Yay! 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the return of late night TV.
New York's Metropolitan Opera announced that it had canceled its fall season due to the coronavirus pandemic, but remains hopeful it will be able to hold a New Year's Eve performance. Officials say they want to end the year on a high note, followed by a low note, followed by a really high note, and then a low one again.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm crazy. She's nuts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not really, no.
That's Prince. Not a clumpy off in the morning, though.
Woo-hoo. Doesn't that wake you up? Holy
Good
moly.
Stuff.
I gotta have me some Prince once in a while in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning, like I said, and Biter's birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Musical birthdays. Kelly Jones from Stereophonic is 46. They had a couple of hits in the 90s, mostly dance stuff. Our two others are upper demographic. Dan Hill is 66 years old today.
I am not sure who that is.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
The honesty.
Yeah, there you go. That song is so cheesy. And here's one you will like, though. And I had no idea this woman was 70 years old. She's looking so good and sounding good, too. Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. I mean, there you go.
Yes. Let's hear it for the boy.
You people who love the Footloose soundtrack, Denise Williams, 70 years old today. Wow. I have it. All right. This is where Laura goes crazy and Laura gets nuts. It's time for Biter's
birthday parties.
I love the way you do that. Even from long distance, I just love it. All right, happy
birthday.
There you go. Happy birthday to Arlene Murray. She's 69 today.
A very happy birthday to Athena Burkheiser, 46 today.
Barbara Denon, she's from Danville. She is 55 years old today.
Ben Ritter from Port Treverton turns 44.
Cindy Miller from Watsontown is the nifty 50 today.
A very happy birthday to Cody Bordner from Sunbury, 27 today.
Dylan Browse from Freeburg is 28.
Jeff Kitchens turns 33.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Parsons from Sunbury. She's 46 years old today.
Happy birthday to Jordan Klinger, 26 today.
Justice Manbeck. What a great name, Justice. Justice Manbeck. Port Royal, 27 years old.
Carrie Shirk turns 65.
Mimi Hahn from Lewisburg is 68 years old today.
Norm Gessner turns 64.
Robert Wary is 48 today.
Robin Klinger from Northumberland is 70.
Happy birthday to Thomas Hood, 52 today.
Tina Swinehart from New Columbia is 45.
Treg Mull from Sunbury is 53 today.
Virginia Larson from Cult Month turns 33.
All right, we've got nobody on the text club.
A very happy birthday to Rob Weary, 48 years old, from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Ritter turns 34. And Dean Delsite turns 65.
Hey, happy birthday, Dean. You other two dudes are already on the text club. What are you doing?
I know, but they were on Facebook. All right. Mention them again.
But hey, the way to win is from the text club, right?
Yes, you want to text your birthday to 49330 or have somebody do it for you. Every single Friday, we choose someone to win $100 to Biters. You get to go shopping, and they have some great deals.
Yeah, and every single day at this time, it's...
Biters! Birthday Buddies! On 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Colby Calais. I say that at least five times a day. Colby Calais? No, I say I've fallen and I can't get up. It's just my age. Sorry. Anyway.
You can get up. You are not that old and decrepit yet.
Oh, I like the word yet.
There it is.
I've had one knee surgery. I can get up in certain times. Oh. Uh-oh, time
Murphy
to get
was
up.
Murphy was insulted for you.
All right, Murph, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not as bad as I sometimes reveal on the air.
Oh, now they're both talking. I don't know what they want.
Look, MacGyver, you know MacGyver. I'm your buddy. I just act old sometimes.
Do you need to talk to Uncle Tom this morning?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what... I stood up and then, like, readjusted my chair, and now they're barking at me.
I thought maybe the chipmunk was back on the patio. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let me stand up and look out the way.
Okay, that might be it. I'm just throwing
it
out.
Is.
It is.
Oh, my God. There's the chipmunk. I'm not joking.
I swear to God.
Guys.
Our competition in radio... Our competition
okay,
in radio.
Chippy, yeah, yeah. No, Chippy Chippy's all gone. The Chippy's all gone.
Oh,
the Chippy's all gone.
Our competitors can't do anything as good as we're doing, broadcasting from two different locations.
No, this is,
so they planted the chipmunk. They planted the chipmunk in your backyard to disrupt this show.
Guys, no, the Chippy's our friend. That's enough. Chippy Chippy's our friend. Oh, there's two of them. Tom, there's two chipmunks.
Chip and Dale? What the hell?
I think it might be a chipmunk couple. I think they're building a condo underneath my rhododendron. They're having babies.
Oh, boy.
Are we good boys?
No, they're
not.
Oh,
MacGyver, you need to keep talking?
In the meantime...
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I think it's funny. This could make the national blooper reel. Yeah.
It might make the national blooper reel.
There you go. We like to do good news, and there certainly hasn't been much of any. But if you pay attention on social media and you take a look around, there are actually, if I could use the phrase, bright spots through some of this protesting. All the chaos and confusion of the protest actually brought some good things, like the cheering that happened in Tennessee when the National Guardsmen laid down their riot shields. The sheriff in Flint, Michigan, joining in on the march. A peaceful protester in Atlanta who went back the next day to help clean up. A protest organizer in Memphis that had the entire protest chanting, "I love you." And of course, I'm sure we may have seen this on the news, the police chief of Des Moines explaining how he got his officers to take a knee. These were all good things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
It's fantastic. Let's walk. Why are you out here today?
Because we feel like it's our duty to not only stand up for justice, but to also stand up for our city by helping to clean it up and rebuild it.
I want y'all to look at the person next to you, and I want y'all to tell that person, "I love you."
I love you. Being chanted. Amazing.
Say it again.
I love you.
We are the change. Us joining them in a symbolic way to kind of recognize what had happened, that's the least we can do.
Taking a knee, that's the least we could do.
I agree.
Good news. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And here's the deal. Coming up, we will still have the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies on the radio, but they won't be here in the studio. I'm all alone. your Halloween.
Beth is going to call in. It's going to be great.
Okay, we'll talk about healthy bites here in the month of June. That's coming up next hour. Yesterday we talked about the No Music Tuesday and the blackout music thing and how that was supposed to affect social media. I still saw a lot of people on social media last night. They didn't black out. You know, people who are...
Yeah, there was this whole trend, and I saw conflicting things where you would just post a black square to be quiet.
Yes, that.
And it was for Blackout Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
However, then I saw things that were like, please remove that because we want to flood social media and the internet with resources to help individuals educate themselves on what's happening in this nation pertaining to civil rights, mm-hmm. the Black Lives Matter movement, etc.
I saw some video from Bloomsburg and their protesting was peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And that was a
yes,
good thing.
Very peaceful.
And last night, late night TV, The Tonight Show, no music.
Tonight, join Jimmy and his guests, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Phoebe Robinson, W. Kamau Bell, and the legendary Roots crew.
No music.
It's the Tonight Show at Home Edition. And now, here's Jimmy.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Tonight Show. As you just saw, our opening sequence had no music. That was not a mistake. That was done in solidarity with the music industry and Blackout Tuesday, which means no music will be used in our show at all tonight.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that very cool?
I think it is. I think it's okay when someone takes an appropriate stand using their platform. And my goodness, Jimmy Fallon has a gigantic platform mm-hmm. for something that you're passionate about.
There it is.
It's okay.
Yeah. So everything seems, and I say this with fingers crossed, everything seems to be calming down now, which I hope.
I hope so. I hope that any protests that continue to occur, and I think we need to continue this work. We need to continue asking ourselves how we can be better as a nation collectively. But I hope and pray that anything moving forward is peaceful.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're on the way to work, essential personnel. Maybe you're working from home. Maybe you're just hanging out. It's all good. When we invite the Wise Markets Healthy Bites ladies to the show, Beth is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say good morning to Laura. She's at home still.
Hey, good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Beth. I hope you are doing well.
Yeah, well, I hope we're all doing well. And that's why we like to stay healthy with Wise Markets. Beth, you got a new Healthy Bites magazine out. What are we talking about? Plants?
Plants. Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, this is the season to really up your produce. If you don't eat vegetables and fruits year-round, I mean, the amount of different variety that's available right now is just, like, over the top. So we have some really great seasonal produce recipes using strawberries, using zucchini. Actually, the cover features a zucchini noodle recipe, so, like, zoodles. Mm. So it's a much lower carb, alternative to pasta, and it's just a great way to add a lot of fresh flavors into, you know, as a side dish or for a picnic or whatever. But, so, yeah, lots of great recipes. There's some different snack ideas in there. So if you're kind of feeling stuck on what to snack on or if you're, you know, starting to get outdoors a little bit more and need some snacks for your adventures, there's some great snack ideas in there. And, of course, grilling. I mean, you can't cover a May, June type of magazine without really diving into grilling and providing some good grilling recipes. So we have a lot of those in there, too.
Yeah, so grilling could involve vegetables. You don't have to throw a big fat steak on there all the time.
That's right. So there's some good alternatives in there. And we also do have some recipes for grilled salmon. So like salmon kebabs and then like a glazed salmon. So, I mean, fish is another one, like fruits and vegetables we don't eat enough of in the U.S. and we don't eat enough of fish either. So that's a good way to, you know, try to incorporate fish into your diet a little bit more by throwing it on the grill. But yeah, we just released a new podcast episode yesterday and we focus all on plant-based diets. So right now, if you're having a hard time finding the different types of meats you might normally buy in the store and or you're trying to save money on your grocery shopping, there are some easy ways to incorporate plant-based foods into your diet to both be healthier, feel great, and save money.
Yeah. Now, somebody like Laura, you and your husband have turned to a plant-based diet since the beginning of the year. But some people, they might question it, right? I mean,
I think first I should probably say, what is a plant-based diet? So it's not a vegetarian diet. So it doesn't mean that you don't eat meat at all, and you do still incorporate dairy and eggs, just in smaller amounts. But it's really kind of just changing the mindset of meat as the center of your plate to fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, beans, and so forth as the center of the plate. And then maybe meat takes a back seat. So it's served on the side or as a complement to the overall meal. So you're kind of planning your meal around the plant foods versus the meat, and or just strictly avoiding the meat altogether at different meals. So by doing this a couple times a week, you can definitely save money. And, you know, some of the health benefits are just very notable. So it includes a lower risk for heart disease, lower risk for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers. And it really kind of aligns with the Mediterranean diet, which we've talked about a lot with you guys, yes. Which, you know, is just so healthful and can promote longevity in the long run, too. So lots of great reasons to make that shift if you can.
Now you are educating us, which we all appreciate. So we need that Healthy Bites issue so we can learn up on it. But I don't, Laura, do you agree with me, Laura, that people are afraid to go plant-based because they think most of their protein comes from meat? Now, Beth just gave us an education on that.
Yeah, it's the first question that everybody's like, wait, are you vegetarian now? I'm like, no. The hubby and I just pretty much three meals a day or 3 days a week, mm-hmm. we eat only plants. We eat plant-based food. I'm like, well, how do you get your protein? Do you eat enough protein?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nut butters, beans, lentils. There's grain in bread, quinoa, in spinach even. Like, you can get your protein in.
Yeah,
don't worry.
And then Beth just used the word zoodles, which I thought was great.
I love zoodles.
It's a fun word to say, right? Zoodles.
So that's a zucchini noodle for you people who it may have gone over the top of your head. Love the new lingo. Love the new idea. Love the new diet. Beth, thanks a lot. We should grab a copy of that Healthy Bites magazine, right?
I would definitely say grab the magazine in stores. It's also available at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. And check out Apple Play or Apple Podcasts or Google Play to listen to that plant-based focused podcast that we just released yesterday. So you'll find lots of great ideas and recipe ideas in there, too.
Beth and Catherine soon will be back in the studio, I hope. Beth, thanks for checking in with us.
Me too. Yeah, thanks for having me.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV and Seth Meyers.
According to a new poll, 79% of Americans don't feel safe traveling by subway amid the coronavirus pandemic, whereas under normal circumstances, that number is more like 79%.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, we're the greatest. Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you, Kendrick Lamar. Thank you. And see you.
Tom, what? Dare I say it, are we making radio great again?
Yes, we are. Fly the Tom and Laura flags in your front lawn. It is time to make radio great again. Tom Morgan here at the studios in Sunbury. Laura's at home for weeks now, but things have adjusted at home. We've made some changes. We're living at home. We're becoming more popular with the children. The dogs are used to Laura being home every single
day. They are. They're not going to know what to do with themselves when I have to go back to work.
That's what I worry about. Like, even with kids. Like, what are kids are going to be like, hey, where's my mom? Where's my dad? You know? A new survey of 1,000 kids ages 7 through 12 now found that their most popular hobbies are things, hello, indoors.
Of course they are.
So let's go 10 to 1, shall we?
Okay, puzzles or board games coming in at number 10.
I'm not good at either one of those, so I decide not to do them.
I like board games. The next one, though, I am epic at.
Me too, as a dad.
Inside or out.
Yep. Number
building
9.
Building forts.
Almost every Friday night when my kids were little, we would build a fort in front of the TV and then crawl in the fort and watch a movie.
Yeah, pillow fort.
There you go.
Number 8, and I've seen a lot of this on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Kids cooking.
Yeah. I think kids cooking with their moms and dad's supervision is a cool mm-hmm. idea.
Very cool.
Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to bake. Do all that. Sure. Number 7?
Playing on the cell phone.
Oh, boy. I don't know if that's a good idea, but...
No. Whatever. No mobile games.
How about, like, old-fashioned toys, right? How about if we just play with toys?
Yeah, that's number 6.
There it is. Number 5? Watching other streaming services, I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah, Netflix, Disney Plus. I'm sure that's a huge hit with kiddos 7 to 12.
Again, as long as there's adult supervision there. Number four happens in your house with the kid, the big kid, the big boy.
The big kid, a.k.a. Keith. Video games.
Hubby plays video games. That's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
He's allowed to.
And meanwhile, number three is what Laura's doing and when Keith is playing video games.
Yes, it's true. Reading books.
All right. Number two. Wow. Watching YouTube
this is high
videos.
Up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's
way high. I figured that would be lower.
That's something I do. I didn't picture kids 7 to 12 watching YouTube
kids videos. Love to watch YouTube videos of other kids playing games. Seriously, with Fortnite, that's a big thing.
Oh, great point. Yeah, great point. There you go. And the number one thing that children are doing indoors during this pandemic, watching TV.
They're watching TV.
Good old-fashioned boob tube.
The boob
tube. Did your mom ever call
that? I haven't heard it called that in years.
You're welcome. 94KX with some Rusted Root getting you happy, huh? Sending you on your way at 8:47. Yeah, don't you just whistle along with it? It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio. Laura at home. Good day to wash the car because it's hot and humid.
It is. Get it in before the storms, though. Luckily, Ultimate Express is open soon. And they're open in all three of their locations.
Yep. They're open 8 to 6 now. That's their current operating hours. Now, whether it'll go back to normal soon or not, we'll keep you posted. But still, 8 to 6, 7 days a week. Every day could be a day to wash the car. But with 94KX, it's Wednesday at the wash.
That's right. Make sure that you sign up for our text club at WQKX.com. You get that special radio promo code, $2 off any wash at Ultimate Express.
There you go. I see people texting in already. And if you want more information on Ultimate Express Car Wash, maybe you're that one person that's never heard of them. Log on to washmydirtycar.com. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up another show from two different zip codes. It's all good. Hopefully everyone is playing safe and continues to. Just a little chit-chat going on here a minute ago, talking about how it's all very confusing, and to business owners, how upset they are if their restaurant is in Northumberland County and still isn't open, and if your restaurant's in Montour or Snyder County, it is open. And as you know, it's all a numbers game, and we're all just going to stand by, right, Laura, and wait for the governor to flip the lights to green, okay?
Yeah, we're just going to have to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, and you...
Until we're... Given a go.
And you are doing a great job from the privacy of your home.
Well, thank you. I'm trying. Even though this morning we had the incident with the C-H-I-P-M-O-N-K.
Yeah, there we go. If you were with us this morning, it was funny. And these are the kind of things that are happening in live broadcasting. Yesterday on the show, we played a bunch of national bloopers where news reporters and talk show hosts were trying to do their shows while their kids were yelling, their dogs were barking, their cats were going into animal Armageddon, as Laura would call it. And I said, that happens to us. And today we had the great example.
We really did. But everyone has since calmed down. The MacGyver dog is taking a snooze on the couch. Murphy, the morning show dog, is at my feet. Even the cats have sort of dispersed to their various sleeping spots. So I guess it's morning siesta time.
Do you think they could sense when it's 8:55 and time for thought for the day?
Probably. I also think that they sense like when it's almost time to be, you know, off the radio for the day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Wrapping up the show. You think they can feel it? Yeah?
I think so.
I swear animals are smarter than people. I just swear.
They are.
All right. We always wrap up the show, since this global pandemic at least, with Laura's thought for the day.
So this is from a book of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It's anonymously written. So, let there be new flowering in the fields. Let the fields turn mellow for the men. Let the men keep tender through the time. Let the time be rested from the war. Let the war be won. Let love be at the end.
Perfect.
Finding some good ones, right, Tom?
You certainly are. Have a peaceful and loving day, everyone.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, guys.